Joining us now on Front and Center is the founder of STEM Pilot, based in Waterbury, Jay LaBeouf. And Jay, welcome to Front and Center.
Thank you for having me.
Just as an overview for our audience, Jay, how about describing what STEM Pilot is all about?
STEM Pilot is a curriculum for K-12, that's first grade through 12th grade students, that is designed to apply the math and science from the classroom in what I call a meaningful project-based learning activity. We do that by integrating aviation simulation in a flight simulator that we call an edustation, and that permits students to fly from any airport on the planet in any one of 50 aircraft.
Now, as I understand it, this all got started because you were having difficulty playing an Xbox game. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a long story. I like to drive open-wheel race cars, and when Xbox came out, I bought one for my 20-year-old in college and one for my 10-year-old at home, and Spencer and I go to the basement, and I try and play the racing games, and I can't control the car. It's hunting left and right. So I go out and buy a steering wheel for the Xbox, and now I'm sitting at a coffee table with a steering wheel, and that didn't feel really correct. And one of the engineers that worked with me was also an SCCA driver, and so I bought a Momo race seat, and we laid it out as you would sit in a race car, and then I put a surround sound system on it. And now I was in a race car, and the folks in my factory saw this, and they said, you know, you should show this to somebody. So I did two focus groups with kids from GameStop, and they loved it. And so I rented a 10x10 booth at the Consumer Electronics Show in 2005. And I got selected for the Editor's Choice Award for Product Innovation. And the next day I was in the simulation business.
What did you see in this product, and what did others see in this product that they believed it could be transferred into a learning environment?
So I began building flight simulators a year after I was at that CES show, because I had commercial pilots coming in asking if we could run a flight simulation. And fast forward, we built flight simulators for commercial applications. We built them for military training. And we started selling them to university programs, and then we started selling what are called FAA magnet schools, which are high school programs running aviation education or aeronautic education. And I started to sell into that market, and one day I had a visit to a program in New Canaan at the Sachs Middle School, where the woman teaching what was then the very beginnings of the STEM program, her name is Vivian Bird. So she's a retired 727 pilot, and she was using flight simulation to teach these kids math and science. And I realized that when I visited her that there's a profound amount of math and science in aviation. And so with her help and the help of another teacher who is also a pilot, I set about to write a curriculum so that we could give kids a way to understand the math and science as opposed to memorize the math and science.
By the way, for those who do not know, STEM stands for Science, Technology, Education, and Mathematics. Is that right?
Science, technology, engineering, and math.
Okay.
And the goal for my efforts is to engage more young kids to pursue math, science, and engineering careers. One of the areas that is lacking in that is the number of young women in math, science, and engineering careers. And after examining this, I decided that the only way that you're going to get more young people involved in these career opportunities is to start in the elementary and middle schools. And so we have focused on delivering our curriculum and program into those types of environments. And we now have developed a accessory that adds on to the EduStation called the Elementary School Mount, and it's a mount that presents a joystick controller at a much lower hand level for first, second, and third graders. We have delivered one of those to the Duffy School in West Hartford, an elementary school. We delivered one just yesterday to PS 33 in New York City in the Bronx. And we're selling them now into elementary school applications to get more young kids into the aeronautics and aviation mode earlier.
Now, the reviews, I guess, have been outstanding. Even we've heard, or you've heard, from teachers who have had students with learning disabilities who have a difficult time learning, but who are able to grasp learning by way of these EduStations. Talk about that.
Yeah, so I did a presentation at a middle school in the Bronx about 2 months ago, and the principal had brought 10 students into the room, and I didn't know, you know, I just assumed they were just regular kids. And I go through a drill with them where I describe what's called pitch, nose down, nose up, roll, roll left, roll right, and yaw left, yaw right, where I have the kids put their fingers on their nose and move their heads in those directions so that they can understand the degree of freedom and the actual terms. And so after I had them all moving their heads up and down and left and right, I put each of them into the simulator. We have in our curriculum fully tutored missions, and those missions are verbally tutored, and you're flying through boxes in the sky to become proficient at learning the techniques of takeoff and landing, etc. So I took each of these kids one by one. All of the kids were glued to the screen. And each student completed the mission, takeoff and left, climb out. And at the end of each mission, we fly through a yellow hoop. And if you make all of the boxes in the mission, it goes da-da-da-da-da-da to congratulate you on your success. And each of these 10 kids completed that mission. And when the meeting was over, the kids left, went back to their classroom. And I turned to the principal, and I said, well, what do you think? He said, I want four of them right away. I said, really? What was so meaningful? He said, well, those are all special ed kids who can't sit still in a classroom. And I've had that happen now four times to me, completely unrelated incidents. But there is something about the approach and the visual and hands-on technique of learning that appeals to these kids, and so we are looking to advance this with other schools and see if we can quantify the impact that we actually can affect.
Talking with Jay LaBoff, he is the founder of STEM Pilot, based in Waterbury. By the way, I invite you to visit their website, stempilot.com. My name is Dan Lavallo. You are listening to Front and Center. And this all complies with NGSS, the Next Generation Science Standards, and Common Core requirements. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, so, excuse me, we've done an alignment between the Next Gen Science Standards, the Common Core Standards, and now the New York City Science Scope and Sequence Standards. And there is a tremendous alignment between the idea of teaching kids to learn how to solve problems and do critical thinking and planning a flight in an airplane. There are many applications of physics, geometry, trig, geography, topography, meteorology, and algebra are used in every flight plan. And the alignments are quite profound in that we find our location on a map. We supply FAA charts with every simulator, and so you can find where you are and where you want to go. You understand latitude and longitude. We understand then what a compass rose is and what headings are, and then we can start computing time and distance and fuel consumption and what's happening to the weight of the airplane. And it embraces so many of these educational protocols.
Do you think that it is the visual that really strikes a chord with these students over the traditional learning that does include memorization?
There's something different about the learning process between seeing something on a whiteboard and reading it in a book versus flying and having a hands-on experience in a simulator and then understanding what is happening. I'm not a professional educator. I'm an engineer, and so I can't really speak to the phenomena that happens, but the engagement of these students is really quite profound. And we had a demo unit at a high school in Brooklyn, New York, and I said to the teacher after the week was over, I said, well, what do you think? He said, they're lined up out the door to get into the program. And so if you can engage kids in a way that they want to come back and pursue this, that's the major part of the learning battle, is to get them committed. And we have had some really outstanding success in that area.
Now, the EduStations are manufactured in Waterbury, is that correct?
Yes, we fabricate everything here in Waterbury. We weld up the frames. We send them out to a local powder coater also in Waterbury. And we bring them back in. We build the computers. We buy the screens and the controls. We have written these tutored missions, and so that's our own creation. We then assemble everything, load it all up. We set these simulators to fly on the home field wherever they're going, and we've supplied these all over the country. And then we pack them and ship them from here. We have a network of teachers now that have been sharing PowerPoints and various other presentations with us, and you saw some of those on our website. And it's a growing family of educators who have found this to be a reliable and effective way of engaging students. The other area that I'm interested in is to show kids, especially in the cities, that there is a big world outside of the 20 blocks of their neighborhood. And the job opportunities in the aviation industry, it's a very vertical food chain. So at the top you have the business of aviation, then you have the pilots and the co-pilots, you have air traffic controllers, you have logistics, you have aircraft repair, airport maintenance, et cetera. And so there are job opportunities throughout that industry that are good jobs and are jobs that are not going away.
By the way, I would invite any school administrator or a school district which is listening to this interview to visit the website stempilot.com. But Jay, let's say a school district is interested in one of these or even more than one of these flight simulators. How do they go about launching that process?
Well, in the metropolitan New York, Connecticut area, we will happily bring a unit in to demonstrate it. We do that. We have many units now in New York City and in Connecticut and in the neighboring states. We have sales representation from a company called Learning Labs, which represents us in the Southeast. We have Sussman Sales represents us in New York City, and now we're recruiting for sales in Texas and in California. We've done a great deal of business in Florida, where they have focused on starting aeronautical and aeronautics engineering in the elementary school and have structured programs that hand off between elementary, middle, and then high school. As a way of introducing not only career opportunities, but also explaining the math, science, and engineering used in flying airplanes.
These units, approximately, what's the price for one of these units?
The EduStation started at $34.95 from our facility in Waterbury. And our sit-in simulators, they start at at $5,800, and they can run to approximately $20,000, depending upon the types of controls and the number of screens. We build high-fidelity sit-in simulators that will have six screens, and we can run helicopter controls on those, or combat controls for combat fighter planes, or traditional yoke and rudder for fixed-wing type of aircraft.
Talking with Jay LaBeouf, the owner and founder of STEM Pilot, and you used to own a business in Terryville, right, Jay?
Yes, I was in the fastener business, metalworking, most of my life. That's a very challenging world to be in, with all the offshoring of manufacturing and challenges of that world. And as I got deeper into the simulation business, I found that this was something that I really cared for. And I saw a real opportunity to grow this into a significantly larger business. And so I sold the fastener business, and I kept the simulation business. I sold the building in Terryville, and we moved to Waterbury. And one of the things that I have done here, which is kind of interesting, is all of the kids, I call them kids, who work for me, they're all graduates of the Connecticut trade schools. And I like hiring these young people for many reasons. They've been trained. So we have kids who are welders. We have computer science people. We have people who can learn and tweak computers. What I like about these young people is that they are very innovative. They're very good with their hands. They're clever. They're fast learners, and they don't have bad habits. And so I have staffed the whole company with graduates from the trade school world, and I plan on continuing to do that.
That's absolutely terrific. By the way, we should mention that you've also made a donation, and it's in relation to the United States Teacher of the Year, who happens to be from Waterbury. How about talking about that?
Yeah, so the Teacher of the Year is a high school teacher at Kennedy High School in Waterbury. And this is really an outstanding award that she has earned. In honor of this, we have donated an EduStation to the John F. Kennedy High School in Waterbury, and we'll do that presentation to Ms. Hayes as soon as she returns from Washington, where she yesterday appeared with the president. And so I applaud that work. I love to work with innovative teachers. And so we're going to give an EduStation along with our curriculum to the school in honor of Ms. Hayes.
That's terrific. Jay, what have you done in order to educate yourself, to immerse yourself in this technology when it comes to videos and simulators and all the technology that's involved?
Well, you know, I've never been asked that question. I am a hands-on learner, and I got interested in all of this. And I just sort of just kept going, and I got very interested in it, and I know how to build things, and so we do a lot of trial and error. That seems to be a tradition in the discovery of new things. And when it doesn't work, we look for the solution, and we've just, you know, sort of gone one little step at a time. Until you have a body of knowledge that permits you to really understand how to craft these types of products. One of the things that's been very interesting, I've worked with a school in New York City for the last 6 years called the Frederick Douglass Academy in Harlem. And I met a young man there named Josh Rivera about 5 years ago. Josh has Asperger's and could have sat in the back of that classroom and gone unnoticed. He got very interested in their aeronautics program at the school and has become a rock star there. He soloed in an airplane in his senior year. He earned a full-ride scholarship to Vaughan College of Aeronautics and Engineering, which is out at LaGuardia Airport, and is now a sophomore at Vaughan College. And by the way, he's a Dean's List student. And Josh, I have hired, and he works with us to write our missions so that we can customize them for the learning process that we're trying to deliver. But he is an excellent example of a student who could have been classified as underachieving and has actually turned into a fabulous young man who's going to have a wonderful career. He's going to graduate with a degree in engineering, and he's going to go on to become a commercial pilot.
What a great story. That really is. A couple of more questions for our guest, Jay LaBeouf. And Jay, I always like to ask my guests a couple of questions in this area. The first being, in general terms, what are some of the challenges and the excitement of owning and operating a business?
Well, that's a long list. You know, when you have a small company, you have to wear many, many hats. Fortunately, we have a product that when we demonstrate it to schools, they want it. And so the challenge for us has been now to get the word out and spread that over the whole country. I have made inroads with the Department of Education in New York City. We've sold a number of schools here in Connecticut. We've done a great deal of business down in Florida. And so it's now a matter of getting the word out. One of the things that I am extremely proud of is that our phones do not ring with customers having problems. We have thousands of units in service, and they all are pretty much bulletproof in that they are reliable. The structure that we build are fully welded steel units, and so they're extremely durable, and they sustain all of the activities that go on in a school system. And so that part has been extremely rewarding, that we've engineered the product successfully, and that we have extremely happy and satisfied customers. We got a call from Tampa, Florida, 2 days ago. We sold 52 simulators to three counties down there last year, and now we're getting reorders where the school systems are adding them into more of their local schools. And so you wear a lot of hats. You have to learn how to apply yourself and do things that you might never have done before. But it's not that difficult with a product that people want.
And the best piece of business advice you were ever given?
Attitude determines altitude.
That sums it right up. It really does.
Yeah, you know, the idea is to, if I made a promise to myself when I started in the simulator business. I had never done anything like this before. I'd never created a product. I'd been in manufacturing all of my life. But I thought that this was a really sound idea. And I promised myself that I was going to see it to its end one way or another. And I have managed to do that. One of the things that people do in developing new businesses, and I heard this on a 60 Minutes interview, is that you get a product out and you start to work that, and then you may pivot. And that pivot for us was the move to focus totally on the education field and to move away from the sort of generic flight simulation area, because the education field does not have anything like what I am doing. And when we bring these simulators into classrooms, these kids just light up. What kid doesn't want to learn how to fly an airplane? And so especially with the very young kids. I was at a fourth grade in Brooklyn, New York, and I said to the kids there, I said, well, who wants to learn how to fly? And every hand went up. And so when you have that kind of interest and engagement from the from your future customer, the rest is fairly easy as long as you can deliver a reliable system.
I'll tell you, what a story. Jay LaBeouf, founder of StemPilot, has been our guest. Again, visit their website, StemPilot.com. Jay, thank you for joining us on Front and Center.
Thank you for having me.